WGTL bringing you Michael English Feels Like Redemption. Jonathan and Melissa Helzer's Raise a Hallelujah. Before that, good morning, Fred and Mindy with you, 7:02.
And your friend Lisa Landis likes to keep you company. It's on the drive home from 3 to 7. She has weekday features right at 5 o'clock. They include the Monday Blues, a Twin Spin Tuesday that you'll get to listen to today. Of course, Winning Wednesday, the Thursday theme set, and my favorite, the Friday 5 o'clock Request and Dedication Hour. Remember to take WJTL with you. It's the afternoon drive right here from 3 to 7.
This morning, our special guests are from Hope Walks. Scott and Steve are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Scott Reichenbach is the president of Hope Walks. Scott, anybody you want to say hi to?
Hey, say hi to my family listening in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yay!
Wonderful to have you here. Tell us about Hope Walks.
Yeah, well, every year, 170,000 children are born with a disability called clubfoot, where their feet are twisted inward and upward, and without treatment, they can't walk. It'll lead to a lifetime of disability. But there's a simple method of casting and bracing that will eliminate that disability so that they can take their first steps on straight feet.
Wow.
And so we are working in 16 countries around the world, teaching and training local healthcare providers how to do this treatment and encouraging and supporting the families through the process so that these kids grow up going to school, running and playing like other kids.
Wow, that's cool. Do you have any great stories about anybody's life who was really changed through Hope Walks like that?
Well, over the years, we've treated over 120,000 kids around the world. And
yeah,
so there are just so many stories of lives, of families. Ramadan is one little kid that I think of whose dad traveled a couple hours every week into Addis, Ethiopia to get his child the casting that he needed so that his kid could go to school and
wow,
be like every other child,
right?
There's so much stigma and shame associated with being born with a disability in the countries where we work.
Yeah.
And they don't know that treatment is so easily available and that it doesn't really require surgery.
Wow.
And so just to be able to give these both the parents hope, but then the child the freedom to pursue their God-given abilities is life-changing for a lot of these families.
That's awesome. If folks want more information, they can visit you online?
Online, hopewalks.org, or on all the social media channels. Again, hopewalks.org is where you can learn more and read more stories.
And Steve Robinson is with us. Steve is marketing and communication for Hope Walks. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Christine, and the coworkers back in the office, Andrew, Morgan, and Gina.
Hi, guys.
Wonderful. Hi, guys. Yeah, glad you're tuned in. Tell us what you love about Hope Walks.
I love that with a very simple process, we can make such a difference in a child's life.
Yeah.
Not only the child, but the family's life,
mm-hmm,
because it's the parents, it's the communities that would have to deal with this disability, but it can be corrected very easily, and their lives are completely changed when they're healed from clubfoot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow, it's amazing. Visit hopewalks.org to find out more information. We'll talk more with Scott and Steve coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way from North Point, Inside Out. Next.